Then on Mickey Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, first name M-I-C-K-E-Y, date 3/25/49. Chief complaint is hip pain. It's a 63-year-old female with hip pain for 6 months duration, has gone through physical therapy, then had a fall of some type and re-aggravated her symptoms. She thinks that the symptoms are coming from the hip and is wondering if a cortisone injection might benefit her. Examinations, a pleasant thin female and no acute distress. She has full painless range of motion of both hips. She does have some tenderness along the adductor muscles on the left and along the paraspinal muscles bilaterally in the lumbar region. Straight leg raise test is negative. Her neurologic exam is intact, both lower extremities. Paragraph, she brought x-rays from St. Francis from last summer, including an AP pelvis and a lateral to the left hip, showing no obvious bony abnormalities. Diagnosis is muscular discomfort left groin, as well as muscular pain lumbar spine. I don't think she has any intra-articular hip pathology and therefore would not benefit from a cortisone injection plan. I have recommended that she continue physical therapy. I don't think there'd be any benefit to her seeing a spine specialist, as this is mostly muscular in nature. She may have a small component of some SI joint symptoms that can be treated with physical therapy, period. She'll return to see me on an as-needed basis and a copy to Dr. Brian Port.